The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. That was a good one.
That was impressive. I felt that was from down deep.
That was from my belly hole.
Yeah, it really was.
I was feeling that.
I know. Huh. How about that? We are ready for a Thursday.
I am ready to roll.
Yes, you are. How's your back?
Must have been that.
Does it feel better?
I think I might have just put it back in place.
I feel like you did.
I think if it was the muscle or disc issue, I think I'd just scream that thing back in.
Good job.
No need for a chiropractor or a primary. We can just scream your way to start the show. Gentui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. 45 degrees, high of 53 degrees, and cloudy. That is your forecast for the day today. So hopefully the rest of your Wednesday went well. Don't forget to grab boarding passes. I'm going to mention this all the time because I want you to go to Jamaica. We are so excited to call various winners throughout this contest and let you know, hey, by the way, you, your significant other, if you like that person or your bestie or whoever you want to bring, going to Jamaica and enjoying yourself because it is a place like no other. Relaxing, the food. Hit that rum raisin. Ice cream hits differently down there.
Get a nice candied pecan on top of it. It is tasty.
I have that bag of the Blue Mountain coffee that we were given. I don't have a drip coffee maker. I got to figure, what do I do? I got to buy one.
I was just saying, you got to buy one. Yeah.
Are they not expensive? I really don't know the price point, but it's worth buying that because that is the price point for the coffee.
Because the coffee is that good, it is worth every penny.
Like from the mountains on Jamaica. Oh, yeah, it is unbelievable. We could go on and on about that. We're excited about that for you, but let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
We need one guess a day to start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just need to figure out who he is.
The last few that have been guessed, Michael Stanley, Richard Simmons, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Hulk Hogan, Beethoven, went classical on that one, Bob Barker, Kobe Bryant, Meatloaf, Robert Redford. So those have been guessed in the list. Once again, you can check it out on our socials as well. But yeah, we're looking for a new name this morning. EMC, start the show. 216-343-1021. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. I'm doing well. I attempted to try it Thursday, and there's a fail, and Jen couldn't even smell it. I'm going to leave it there right now. But I tried. I posted on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. I was all excited to try it this morning, and I cannot figure it out. But we would love your guess for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
I'm going to try, and I don't think I've heard this name yet, Burt Reynolds.
I don't think I've heard that name either. That's not who it is.
Not Burt Reynolds. But we appreciate the guest. So, Try It Thursday was a fail. Jen couldn't even smell it.
That was horrible. I don't even know why I tried.
That's next. Try It Thursday. Try to go rogue and try something. I don't even understand. I apologize. I ruined Jen's day already.
I don't know why I decided to go smell it and then even take a tiny little sip of it because you told me how bad it was. Why would I even walk over there?
This also just proves my point, and I'm just not meant for it. I have DMs all the time, these success stories from TikTok shops. I am just not meant to shop there.
No.
I mean, do I need to go to the bourbon tree that I thought I was at? Like, it has been a nightmare. I just cannot do it. Now, what I decided to do, and there's this variety pack. It's 40 different variety packs of K-Cups, and we've talked about this with the EMCs before. The majority have been good. I mean,
yeah, you haven't complained about too many.
Probably
maybe one or two that weren't great.
I mean, I have 10 left that to me just look very sus, the combos, so I'm kind of leaving them in there. But now I'm going to power through, and I thought, oh, it's a Try It Thursday. I've had this mystery one. It's literally a white K-Cup. It has kind of orange around it and a big question mark in the middle of it.
And you would think that would be a fun, delightful flavor.
Yeah, let's try it Thursday. Let's go ahead and, let's do some video. First thing in the morning, let's roll. I don't know. And of course, I try to go rogue. I don't know what the flavor is. I thought to myself, is it hazelnut? No, this is horrible tasting coffee. I love hazelnuts. Not that. It tastes just like plain coffee. You know, Boss Chase has actually purchased this before and he thought it was a key lime pie, the one that he had. It is not key lime pie.
It doesn't smell as awful as it tastes. And I will
say. Did you taste it?
I took a little
taste of it. Oh, I didn't realize you tasted it. Okay.
It sits on the tongue.
Oh, you did. That's right. Because you had to.
I took it.
And what did you ask me after you took that?
The tiniest sip of life, and it sat on the tongue. What did I ask you?
How much time do we have in this song? Okay. Because I need to grab a water. So we have a minute 11 left in this song. You can grab it. So I don't know. If anybody has bought the mystery pack. So is it just different mystery packs? Because I'm down with all of the, I mean, there's TikTok videos of my 11-year-old loves, here's a package from Amazon, let's open it up. Or, you know, name your Nito or whatever it might be. This is not, that was not great. I can't figure it out.
I was going to say, do you even have one guess on what the flavor is?
Do you? I think it's feet. I think it's actually a foot blend.
No.
Somebody might have dipped a toe in.
That'd be appropriate for you.
I don't know. If you have a guess, wrong answers only. That's what I should have said. There you go. Wrong answers only what the mystery K-Cup is.
Feet is probably the worst thing you could have ever said.
It's toes. 216-343-1021. You can check it out. The video is Jen and Tim Show on the socials. It is not great. I'm trying to do some research.
What, to figure out the flavor?
No. Oh. Well, I should. But no, because I gave up on this this TikTok box.
All right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite to these K-Cups. I'm trying to see, does Blue Mountain come in a K-Cup?
Ooh, does it? The Jamaican coffee?
I just looked, and it says 100 Jamaica Blue Mountain medium roast. And that's the coffee you have in Jamaica. Like, it is like no
delicious.
Other. If you win that trip, I'm telling you, if you're a coffee person, it is. And it's, you know, all-inclusive. Get a couple cups, whatever.
Take your own creamer. They don't have it.
Really?
They had.
I didn't know that.
I always thought there was just skim milk.
Oh, there was.
Milk, whole milk, and condensed milk.
That's right.
But I used condensed milk, and it is a delight in your coffee. Well, I cannot do that every day.
Why?
It's so sweet. I mean, it was so good. I was like, this is bad news for me.
I was like,
I need to stop this.
Why is this breaking news to me? Because who had to get my coffee? Because I couldn't
got
walk
your
there.
Every
I just thought
day.
Of that. Like, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. You got
Tim,
milk.
Do you need some coffee? As a Jen? You're a great person. Please walk that 30 feet. I have to sit here in this chair.
I would take your order first thing every morning.
Do you need another one? Yeah. Are you okay? So it looks like it's, I don't know if it tastes the same. I don't know.
They have a box?
Yeah.
That's what you need to buy next. Where do you get, can you get it here?
Blue Mountain Coffee.
I don't trust you finding things based on your TikTok shop purchasing
history. We offer 100% Jamaican Blue Mountain Coffee in K-Cups.
How much?
Trying to see how many. Ooh.
Is that good or bad?
Ow.
What?
Ooh. 12 of them for $34.
Yikes. That's a good coffee.
It is good.
That better be a good. Is it a dark roast?
I'm going to have to go to like the younger brother, the Green Mountain. It's just not quite there. Just a little bit like it's a
That's
nephew.
Easily available.
Or it's a cousin. Green Mountain's everywhere. Blue Mountain's different.
Not the same.
I am not. Well, I'll keep looking.
All right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. This is Jen and Tim Show. Up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
I don't know if you guys saw this video. It's been going viral for like the last month. It's of an Olympian over his reaction to the first look at his wedding. Does that sound familiar?
No.
Man, I don't think I did.
When he sees like his bride for the first time or the first. Okay, because that's like a big
look,
thing now,
like
the first look.
Yeah. Didn't go as well as some would
hope. Boy. Oh,
I think it's just my entire For You page is inundated with Jamaica.
Oh, is it?
The entire thing. It's like, here we go, and Rick's Cafe, and this. I just feel like, because normally we're in the loop, but I feel like everything has taken me down that path since we're giving away the tickets, and we've been there. This is great, then.
Well, the bride is a Jamaican Olympic track runner.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Look at that.
Tying it all together.
I love it. Absolutely. Stevie on the socials.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Last month, Olympic sprinter Noah Lyles faced social media backlash over a first look wedding video. It went viral because it seemed they were critiquing his response. It seemed very awkward and kind of disrespectful the way he reacted. So the video shows him at his wedding. They did a private first look with his bride. She's a Jamaican Olympic track star. Her name's Janelle Brumfield. And instead of the usual reaction we see, his emotions were full of surprise and critique.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. I didn't think you would go with the princess dress. Dang, that's a train. And we're supposed to spin in this?
No, we pin it up.
I'm uncomfortable. There's actual video of this, and they let it get out?
Yeah, it was, like, posted. Like, oh, here's
was she
first...
upset that that's how he reacted?
I mean, she didn't say she was. Like, maybe deep down, but, like, she was defending him online because there was a lot of critique, but...
Not the usual reactions you see.
Not compliment. That was what all the comments were filled. Not even one, oh, you look beautiful. Just
right.
Immediate critique.
I would like to hear a compliment in there. But at the same time, it's like he's feeling a lot of emotion. That's a big day. That's a lot. But I don't.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't what he was expecting.
No.
But like, you got to know that. You don't know what you're going to see.
I need to visually see this.
So do I.
I need to visually see this.
Has anybody ever had any reaction like that ever outside of this?
I mean, that would just have to have made her feel so
horrible.
Yeah.
Oh man!
You gotta
That's
be
so
prepared
bad,
to just.
Stevie.
You just gotta. You just gotta say you look beautiful
you
no
do.
Matter what.
No matter what.
It's
I
not
mean,
his
you,
dress.
And you continue right. that on through life.
Correct.
That's just.
That's
I mean,
what you do.
And you believe it. I mean,
That's
it's your significant other.
You
I would
do.
Imagine you believe.
Yeah, he's not just helping her pick out the dress. That is the one the chosen dress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anybody's that would assume ex-husbands say that they didn't look great at their wedding. I can't believe this would even happen. 216-343-1021. Let's get to it. It's Ron and Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102? Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Let's start with this. What do you do? What's your job?
I'm a live streamer.
A live streamer? Nice.
Yeah.
What do you live stream?
I kind of do what you guys do. I do my own little talk show, and I do vinyls.
What
I play
platform
vinyls for
do
my
you
stream.
Use?
I do TikTok, Twitch, stuff like that.
I love it. What do you talk about? Like, do you talk about like what's going on, or what do you stream? Like, what's your content?
I just talk about whatever is on my brain for the day.
When do you stream? Are you streaming right now?
No, I'm not streaming right now. I stream 9 till noon in the mornings, Eastern Standard Time.
And do you have to like sell advertising to run during your live streams?
I don't. I just go live on TikTok, and people will come in and out. And if they like me, they'll stay. And if they don't like me, I usually get a lot of hate. But hey, we block them.
Oh, we are similar. So that's good. Well, wait, I don't block them usually, but yeah.
Some characters on the internet. Let me tell you, I already had to get a restraining order.
Wow.
Really?
My.
Did that cost
me? Absolutely.
Did you get a restraining order?
Yeah.
No, it didn't cost me anything. No, thank God.
Do you ever get the gifts on TikTok, like the sunglasses and the galaxies and stuff?
Absolutely. That's how I make money and revenue through TikTok. And then on Twitch, it's a little bit of a different money-making system, but it's all relatively the same.
And have you had any brand deals?
That's what I'm working on right now. Oh. Trying to find my first brand deal.
How many followers do you have?
On TikTok, almost 35,000.
Dang, that's good.
And when you're live streaming, like how many people are in and out during the stream? Like what's the most at one time, you know?
So the most I've ever had is like 120, but I usually hold a steady 20 viewers per stream. I have like my regulars, like you guys. I'm sure you guys have a lot of regulars. You guys are my new morning show now when I head to the gym and do my little morning routines.
Awesome. Good luck to you moving forward, man. That's very cool that you're doing that. I feel like today's not the day that I'm going to get within $5,000. All right, what would be your guess? We're going to have our guesses next and go around the room. That's next on Star 102. Where do we start? All right, so we're going to go around the room and guess your base salary, which this is a unique...
this could be anything.
I know.
So what's interesting about it's fluctuating, you know?
It's
not
sure.
ever the same, you know? It could be big, or it could be, you know, small, or it could be, you know, happy medium.
Yeah, we're just trying to probably guess an average
The average, yeah.
Do you guys have a feeling? Do you have a start? I'm just going to say $50,000. We're going around the room. Don't tell us yet. I have no idea if that's high, if that's low, if he's a millionaire, if he's making 30 bucks.
I
don't have any idea.
I know. I have no concept either. So I'm going to go like 35,000.
Okay.
What came to my head was 85,000.
Good. So okay. we're all no over the place. Are any of us close? What do you make base salary?
I would say probably about 60 right now. If I factor in the last year to 60.
That's it. I'm quitting.
Me
we
too.
Are live streaming. I'm
that's
hitting
it.
Twitch. Jen
New
and Tim.
Gig.
You guys should should run your show on TikTok along with the radio.
I know.
I've said that, but we're not allowed to.
We're not allowed. I know. Dang That's it. The problem. You're absolutely right. Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, it's the future.
Lakewood's at 43 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will skip the Preakness Stakes later this month in Maryland. Trainer Sherry DeVoe says the horse needs more recovery time after the Derby. Items from Matthew Perry's personal collection going up for auction in June. Funds raised will support addiction recovery programs through the Matthew Perry Foundation. There will be signed friend scripts, his replica of the famous apartment door frame, and artwork that he owned. Full disclosure, I looked them up yesterday to see if I could bid. I couldn't find a price.
On which one? There's
any
price.
And all. I mean, all the signed really scripts.
Cool. Yeah, he has really cool artwork. I was looking at.
No,
oh, there
I
was
want the friend scripts or his little replica frame, just knowing that it was his.
The iconic reproduction peephole.
Yeah, around
frame,
the back.
$2,200.
That's a lot.
And there's a bobblehead. There's a Matthew Perry bobblehead that's $260.
The signed scripts, though, with like the whole cast.
Yeah, I didn't see it on the first page. You think that would be on the first page, mm-hmm. but I did not see the signed scripts. Oh, they're a group of. You can buy like his awards, like an Emmy.
Well, what's great is it all goes to that Matthew Perry Foundation, which is addiction recovery. So
yeah, I don't see the scripts. I don't know. I'm looking for the scripts, and I'm on the third page. I don't see it yet. So I don't. We'll figure that out. We'll see what the price is.
Put a bid in real quick. See.
All right, Jen.
See what happened. Not under my name.
Nate.
No, not under his either. Disney says Hocus Pocus 3 is officially in development. Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy are all expected back for the sequel. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.